This glass have seen some strange things, sir, whispered Poole. And surely none stranger than itself, echoed the lawyer, in the same tones. For what did Jekyll? He caught himself up at the word, with a start, and then conquering the weakness. What could Jekyll want with it? He said. You may say that, said Poole. Next they turned to the business table. On the desk among the neat array of papers, a large envelope was uppermost, and bore, in the doctor's hand, the name of Mr. Utterson. The lawyer unsealed it, and several enclosures fell to the floor. The first was a will, drawn in the same eccentric terms as the one which he had returned 6 months before, to serve as a testament, in case of death, and as a deed of gift, in case of disappearance, but in place of the name of Edward Hyde, the lawyer, with indescribable amazement, read the name of Gabriel John Utterson. He looked at Poole, and then back at the paper, and last of all at the dead malefactor, stretched upon the carpet. My head goes round, he said. He has been all these days in possession, he had no cause to like me, he must have raged to see himself displaced, and he has not destroyed this document. He caught up the next paper, it was a brief note, in the doctor's hand, and dated at the top.